In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Christine Robeson, age 79, of Harrodsburg, formerly of Taylor County, died Saturday at Garrett County. She is survived by two sons and daughters-in-law, Donnie and Beth Robeson of Harrodsburg, Tommy and Carla Robeson of Lancaster, one daughter and son-in-law, Kathy and James Williams of Louisville, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, two sisters, Betty Jo Walbrink and Shirley McDaniel, both of Indiana. Funeral services for Christine Robeson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Mount Carmel Cemetery in Adair County. Mr. Charles Martis, age 80, of Campbellsville, died Friday. He is survived by his wife, Pauline Martis, four daughters and three sons-in-law, Carolyn and John Patterson, Connie and Rodney Colvin, Tammy and Timmy Minor, and Lisa Milby and friend Anthony Gunter of Campbellsville, seven grandchildren, one great-grandson, one brother and four sisters, Thomas Martis, Leola Salee, Louise Bohannon and husband Vernon, Bernice Bowen and husband J.R., and Betty Stearman of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Charles Martis will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with entombment in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens Mausoleum. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Mr. Tommy Lee Baker, age 85, of Lebanon, died Sunday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Marie Spearman Baker, one son, Danny Butch Baker of Lebanon, three daughters, Barbara Ann Edwards of Mississippi, Sandra Lee Mays of Campbellsville, Linda Gail Perkins of Bradfordsville, two brothers, Odell Baker of Arizona, Jimmy Baker of Georgia, two sisters, Volan Godman of Tennessee, Minnie Sue Shirley of Arkansas, 11 grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Tommy Lee Baker will be Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Brantfordsville. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.